Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is the streaming trade that you like for the fourth quarter, and who is a quiet victor in a space that no one is talking about?
Perfect. So I want you guys to write this down. There are a couple companies that you can trade. The streaming wars are intensifying. There'll be a couple of winners. So number one, Roku. You want to look for a Roku short. Before I get into the entire trade, though, trading has considerable risks. Please consult your advisor. Do not overtrade. If you have not practiced trading, this is not an easy play for you just to make money and then go blow it on some girl you met on Instagram. So please be careful. Roku, short. Netflix, number two. We're looking to go long. Paramount.
Okay.
La Raza on Netflix.
Yep.
Paramount, short. Disney, short. Microsoft, long. So Roku, short, Netflix, long, Microsoft, long, Paramount, short, Disney, short. And you only get one trade in this quarter for this trade. So I know some people are probably saying, why Microsoft? Microsoft doesn't have streaming. They built the ad platform for the ad-supported part for Netflix. So when I keep going back to who has the biggest bag they're going to get in every industry, they helped facilitate that $6 per month or $7 a month advertising stream for Netflix. So long Microsoft, long Netflix, which I haven't been in a while, short Roku, short Paramount, short Disney. Do short targets. And also for my traders, if you are shorting in the market intraday when there's a lot of volume, put your stop loss at the top of the market of the previous day. And if you're going long, put your stop at the bottom of the market for the previous day. You have to give your trades enough room to breathe. So if you have like a really tight stop in this volatile market, you're going to get clapped. You don't want that. So give your trades some room to breathe. You want to do one each and only one per quarter. So one trade for Roku, one for Microsoft, one for Netflix, one for Paramount, one for Disney. After that, stop. If you do more than that, you may get destroyed. How some Meta employees will this week. I will be there Wednesday. Zuckerberg, cut my check, please, so I can save this company.
I was listening to it, and that was for the fourth quarter, correct? We're talking about just the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Yeah. So I know people are like, "Wait, Disney." I'm so yes, I agree. And it's funny when I looked at the notes, and it was like, "What's the quiet victor in the space?" I think the King of the Hill is the quiet victor in the space, and that's Netflix, which is interesting because yep. for the past 8 to 12 months, we've just been saying like, "How are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? Where are they going to get revenue from?" We saw subscriber growth go down for two quarters. And then in the third quarter, we saw growth, which was interesting uh-huh. because nobody was expecting it. And so they gained like 2.4 million subscribers in the third quarter, and they're projecting to have about 4.8. Now, those numbers obviously are down from the peaks when they were getting like 8 million subscribers, 7 million subscribers mm-hmm. a quarter. But it's encouraging, right? Because they've reversed the course of how they were gaining subscribers. Plus, they have new way to get revenue. Right. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's talking about it. But yeah, like they unleashed their ad revenue model where they're going to you're going to pay $6.99 and you're going to get ads in it. And if you don't, you got to pay more. So that's the first thing where they're going to gain revenue, which is all right. This is great because they're already leading the space, although mm-hmm. Disney has caught up to them as far as subscribers. I think the other part is the international growth. And that's what they're so far ahead in that space. Right. And I'm not even talking about just North America, where they had over 70 million subscribers last quarter. But if you look at what they're doing in the Asian Pacific market, it's
crushing it.
It's pretty impressive. In fact, out of all the regions that they are offered in, the growth is exceeding in that market. Even more so than North America. I think North America has probably been about 70 to 80 million consistently throughout the past 12 months. If you look at what it's done in Asian Pacific, I mean, it looks like a chart in itself where it's like, all right, this is something we need to be involved in. So it's interesting that when we were thinking about the quiet killer in this space, it's probably yeah. the King of the Castle, and that would be Netflix. I think another one to keep an eye on, though, is this HBO merger with Discovery. Just from the standpoint of two companies that actually are facilitating needs that they don't have, right? So HBO, before even they had HBO Max, wasn't the greatest like streaming service. Like if you ever had it, it was like you try to pause it, it cuts off, and you try to rewind it, it cuts off. So they had customer issues with that. Discovery is probably the number one rated, if you look at the statistics, the number one rated streamer. They just don't have the content. So if you match the two together, it makes for a good partnership because HBO has the content and they have a loyal base. And they have shows that people actually mm-hmm. watch, whether it's House of Dragons or it's Euphoria, which is huge.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, they have some hits on their platform now.
Succession is big for them. So they, when you combine those two things, I think it's an interesting one to keep your eye on in the streaming world.
And also, if you look at any sector, I want you guys to write this down. If you take the top 5 players, usually 3 of them are going to do really well. The other 2 are going to fall during a bullish market, during a bearish market. 2 are going to do really well. 3 are going to fall. So this is like a trade that you can run in almost every sector. So you can even look in like the cannabis market, oil and gas market, tech. So I'll probably short Meta, long Apple, long Microsoft, short Snap. I don't need any more tech enemies. But you can find five players in any space and do this like diversion trade where you're long two and short three. So for those of you to do options, I wouldn't load the boat because like we've kind of hit the bottoms on a lot of these, but it is a good trade if you are into trading stocks or trading options to do this kind of diversion split in a sector.
All right. We'll monitor the situation. Let's talk about this.
That's Rashad's new quote for when he doesn't agree. I'm catching on. That boy good. Boy good. Let's, all right, well.
We shall keep a close eye on this.
Yes.
A U.S. senator has been shorting the U.S. economy by buying the Bear ETF. Is this wrong, and how can we take advantage of it?
Call him out. Say his name.
That I don't want to do. I've learned the style of politics. I'm good. I learned from power.
Senator from Delaware, we'll say that.
How's yes. That? We'll it's, the ticker is HDGE, so it's hedge. Is it wrong? I mean, I think eventually at some point they will stop politicians from being able to invest and trade in a capacity that they are now. I'm glad Pelosi's husband and is okay. He got attacked, and a lot of people said that was because of the proposed insider trade and stuff that was going on. But there is a quote, I've mentioned it before. We talked about it earlier with like politics and the upcoming election. The purpose of ascertaining or gaining money is to get power and then using that power to protect the capital that you've ascertained. I don't think that is wrong, but I think when you are not alerting the public, if I were running for Congress or senator or anything, I would let my constituency in on the moves that I'm being a part of. So HDGE, I don't absolutely love, but if you got it at $24 a couple months ago, I rolled it up to 32, it was a good trade. It's an inverse ETF. I like UVXY a little bit better. These I would only hold for maybe 2 to 3 days maximum. But I want everyone to be aware that even when a market is falling apart, there are ways that you can make money, whether by buying a company, one, at a great price that is like at a 5 or 10 year low, number two, investing in an inverse ETF, or number three, like trading your way to having more gains. Do I think it is wrong? No. I think the process should be a lot more open. And I really think in the next 2 or 3 years, if senators or politicians are going to invest in these kind of companies or get the information flow and take advantage of it through a significant other, they should do it on an open platform where everybody in the world is able to see, so that they're able to take advantage of it in real time.
Yeah. I don't know. Something rubbed. I wasn't feeling it. I'll be honest with you. When you realize who the gentleman is and you realize the chair that he sits in, he's on the Senate Finance Committee.
That's interesting.
Right? Like, something about that just doesn't sit well, right? Like, you obviously have information that the general public doesn't. And so I'm with you on the fact that, yeah, if you're going to do it, let's put it on the open platform where it, you know, people are aware of it. But the fact that you sit on the Finance Committee and you're trading, I don't know.
It's been happening for decades. I think the people are just becoming aware of it as of recent. So,
yeah,
it sucks.
The Pelosi thing brought a lot of attention to it. And then to see those trades become so successful, and it was like, wait, hold on.
She has the real crystal ball. Pelosi is undefeated.
Well, she lost. I think she might have did it intentionally with some of the trades.
Or was that tax loss harvesting as well? Like, when I went back and looked at it around the time when she was doing it, some of it was to save face, but I was wondering if some of those losses were to offset for another reason. But yeah, that track record is insane. But yeah, you can take advantage of it. And I've given a couple sites before. Homework time. What are the sites that would allow you to track what the senators are trading? Please put them in chat. That will be our first Cash App winner of tonight.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Take
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.